As you roll up to the 5 acres Leanna Sain and her husband Randy have in Zirconia, you pass a sign at the foot of a long driveway leading up to the house, reading Miracle Hill Farm.
Because I think it was a miracle that we got our house back.
The couple sold the house and were able to buy it back at auction 6 years later.
And if you look at the little, the arrow, you know, there's a cross in the middle because we're Christians. And so there's an arrow, it comes back to us. So anyways, I designed that sign.
Sain regards it as another miracle of sorts that out of the blue, while in her early 40s, she became a writer of romantic suspense novels. Her 7th book, titled Hush, was published late last year.
When I was growing up, I guess I never felt like I was good enough in a lot of areas, maybe, I don't know. I was Mark and Brian's sister. And then I was Randy's wife. And then I was Ethan and Tyler's mom. I was never me, I guess. Me in my own right. Now I'm like, heck, I like this. This is pretty cool. It made me feel good about myself. I didn't think I would ever had anything like that in me. And it gave me more confidence.
Sain grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and moved with her husband to Zirconia almost 20 years ago. She worked for her husband's furniture businesses, homeschooled her 2 sons through high school, and occasionally painted portraits for people who hired her. Then one day, she was out with a friend, and they came across an old rusty gate, standing on its own without a fence.
And I started thinking, well, there got to be a story behind this. And I goofed off, and I said, dum, 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 the gate to nowhere. And she laughed and she said, that sounds like the name of a book. And I said, yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? And she said, well, why don't you write it?
So she started writing, with little more to prompt her than the title and her own appreciation for romantic suspense authors such as Sue Grafton and Janet Ivanovich.
I don't know if it was some kind of magic or what, but I'm telling you that when I started writing the first book, it's like the cork had been popped out of a bottle and it just kind of glugged out onto the page.
It took Sain about a year to find a publisher, and Gate to Nowhere proved to be the first in a trilogy playing on mystery and time travel to pivotal moments of 19th century U.S. history. Hush broke new territory for Sain, who wrote the novel during her mother's waning battle with Alzheimer's disease. The mother of the book's central character is also in the grip of Alzheimer's.
I was dealing with a lot of negative emotions at the time. So I thought, if I could make Lacey's mother in the book have Alzheimer's, I mean, even in fiction, it was a mean thing to do, but it would allow Lacey and I to walk this journey together and help each other through it.
For further help along that journey, Sain, for the first time, embedded a serial killer into her novel.
And I think it may be because I was so angry, I guess, because this disease has attacked my mother like this, and I just wanted to strangle it. I think that's how I was able to do those scenes so well, is because I was imagining strangling the ever-loving crap out of that disease that was doing this to my mom.
Despite the time Sain spends taking care of her father and grandson and helping out at her husband's furniture store, she has already finished the sequel to Hush and has begun writing the 3rd novel in this series.
So there's a lot of irons in the fire kind of thing, and I can't do it full-time, but I do it as much as I can. Sometimes when I'm busy doing something else, I'm about to die to get back to writing.
Sain is reading and signing her books March 5th at the Clyde Rotary Club and March 10th at the Hendersonville Rotary Club. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.